Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
With me this morning is Dr. Susan Matson. She's the director of Utah State University's Utah Women and Leadership Project. Thank you so much, Susan, for being with us this morning.
Great to be with you again.
Talk with us about this new study that shows physical activity levels are low for Utah girls and young women. What is going on?
Well, in general, I have to say that we're excited to get this snapshot out because it's such an important topic. Our physical activity levels, our physical health. And for girls and women, we're actually most states, I mean, and countries struggle with this issue. In Utah, we're a little more active than many other states, but we still really struggle even getting the physical activity levels up for girls when you compare them to young men. So when you look at the physical activity recommendations that the national organizations give, in Utah, really only about 28% of boys even meet those standards. But get this, Maria, 14% of girls even meet those basic standards. So girls are significantly less than boys, about half the amount. So again, when you compare Utah to the other states, these are sometimes even better numbers than other states. Isn't that sad?
Right. So what can we learn from your study to move forward to actually help girls, women become more active?
Well, one of the things that we recommend, we actually didn't talk about this component too much. We had to limit it to 4 pages, but starting with girls even that are really young, Maria, when we look at girls that are really young, oftentimes if we can get them really appreciating physical activity, even at 1 year old and 2 and 3 and 4, that can help. And parents, of course, are the biggest influencer. When they take their kids to exercise, when they, drive their kids to activities, those things are great. Now, what we reported about a number of things in the study related to physical education, so our PE classes, right? And some of those are in elementary school, but you really see this play out in junior high and high school. So for the most part, most PE classes really focus on competitive activities, competitive sports, soccer and basketball and dodgeball. I don't even know if they have that. They had that when I was growing up. Yet what we know is that really detracts. I mean, young women really at those ages really prefer, not every young woman, but prefer non-competitive activities. So biking and walking and hiking and yoga and those kinds of things. So that's one thing that really helps, young women just don't really appreciate exercise. And a lot of they have to do things that they don't enjoy.
Right. So is it fair to say most of us know that we need to be more physical, we need to get more exercise? It's not a matter of the education point, but it's a matter of finding things that we enjoy.
Oh, perfect. That is. And one other thing that we highlighted in this that I think is particularly important for girls and young women, especially teens, is that oftentimes their main motivation for fitness is to maintain attractiveness or to be thin. And especially when you get, we see young women around us, that's what they do. And they talk about that on social media. However, the research says that when that motivation really is to be thin, then really some of the other benefits are lost. And the biggest thing is we should be moving no matter how we look or whatever. There's so many kinds of benefits for our cardiovascular and other things. So when we help girls do exercise and fitness for just health and enjoyment, we're going to keep their motivations to be physically active are just going to continue to increase through the years.
And in turn, we improve everyone's health.
Absolutely. You know that physical activity, fitness, and so forth has direct connections with our health. Well, I should say our physical health and our mental health, right? Because physical health, of course, non-fitness is related to obesity, and that's related to heart and diabetes and all kinds of things. But there's such a great connection between mental health and physical activity as well.
So what would be your one tip for parents if they want to get their children more active, what would be your one tip for them?
Be more active yourself. The more you're active yourself, the more your kids will be active, the more supportive you are with that. And then let them explore a variety of things. If do they like to hike? Do they like to play soccer? Do they like, biking? Encourage them to do anything that's really movement, physical movement and exercise.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan.
You're great.
Have
Thanks
a great
so
day.
Much.